Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, coming to you live from Red's Ice House here in Beaumont, Texas. If you're in the area, and we know the good people of B-Town that love ESPN 97.5 and always are suspects, you guys come on out and see us. We know that it's in the middle of the workday, but between now and the end of the show, we look forward to seeing you guys. We had mentioned Lauren Pope and her husband, Aaron, doing a little something nice for the people less fortunate as well.
Mean, some of us may be able to see you guys.
These are some thick-ass glasses.
You got Barry's specs.
I'm wearing
specs
Barry's specs, yeah. These are thick. I can't
those
see anything.
Those are not thick.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
Didn't you have a problem with your own prescription with those?
Yeah, because, look, so the top half of it is for seeing far away.
Oh, these are bifocals.
No, yeah, and then if you look at the bottom, like, no, don't turn your head. Just look your eyes down, and that's for looking close. So if you try to look far away between the bottom of the lenses, everything gets real blurry.
It's actually not that bad. I'm messing with
you. Can you see with them?
I kind of can.
Oh, you're getting old.
It's worse. It's worse. It's worse than what I have with just my contacts, obviously. But it's not. I thought it would be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to bother you.
Well,
now you're gonna probably throw those glasses away.
Yeah,
because my face is.
I realize you never wear them during the show, or rarely,
because on the computer for some reason I struggle with the distance, because it's like a weird, like if I have my phone like close to my face with my glasses on, I'm fine. If I'm driving or looking far away, I'm fine. But for some reason, the computer, it's weird. I don't know how to.
It's actually not that bad. Your eyesight is not as bad as I thought.
I've had LASIK, though. That's why.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I had LASIK, and now it's getting bad again. So I need to do LASIK again.
I did speak to Graham on the sales side, and he said he's already done it twice.
LASIK?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do it again.
I want to do it, too, so.
I need to.
Grant has nine lives. He's probably done everything twice.
Really? I don't know.
That dude.
Well, when you've been
he's
around.
He's been around.
I was going to say, when you've been around as long. Hey, Grant, he's like, what, 107 years old now?
He probably signed the Declaration of Independence, I think, back in the day before he got into broadcast.
That's a fun fact.
I believe that.
Fun fact.
Some
people be like, hey, can I get your Graham on here?
That's right.
You sign.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, you'd rather have a Graham than a Hancock any day, right?
Damn.
I would. I don't know. Would you rather have a Graham than a Hancock?
Yeah.
That's a dad joke? Okay.
I know I got it, Joel.
I know it was a weed Barry.
And a sex joke.
But he's hammering me on the dad joke.
Graham, I'm not hammering
Graham
you.
Graham and – okay. Why am I sitting between you guys if you're going to fight?
I don't know.
I feel like I'll turn this show around right now and take us all home.
Promise? So as we get through hour number two, the other thing that caught my eye when watching all of this come – unfold with football last night and then with the Bregman MVP vote is Carmelo Anthony has another job.
Who?
Carmelo Anthony? I mean, it's not Chandler Parsons. It's Carmelo Anthony.
Parsons.
Carmelo Anthony signs a deal with the Blazers. Now, I know the Blazers didn't get off to a good start. But this is your answer? Did you not get any game film? We talk about sample sizes. Did you not see any film when he played for the Rockets?
Yeah, that's not a move I would – that doesn't seem like a smart move. That doesn't seem like a wise move to bring in a guy that has bounced around like he has because nobody wants him. He's a retread. He's past his prime. And he doesn't fit into the modern-day NBA.
You know what it is?
He?
It's a desperation. It's an act of desperation for a team that's gotten off to a slow start.
You guys tell me if I'm wrong, but Carmelo Anthony's game does not translate to the modern-day NBA anymore.
I would agree.
Well, I'll say this. The one thing, whether it translates or not, and you're right, because he's a mid-range shooter. It's like Chris Paul. And it doesn't translate to a way a lot of teams play. But here's the thing. Right off the top, I hear people say, well, he's going to start by coming off the bench.
That's what they, yeah.
And then finding his, well, anybody, again, not go back to his last two stops in the NBA and realize, first red flag from Carmelo to anybody that'll listen, I'm not coming off the bench. And if I do,
I'm going to pout.
I'm telling you how it's going to go and how many minutes I'm going to get. And if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it anyway. This is just, the only good thing about this deal is it's not guaranteed. So at any time,
They can cut
the cord,
yeah,
and they could be done with it. But I think this is a bad move by the Blazers.
Well, I didn't know it wasn't guaranteed. That makes it a little bit different.
It should, right?
Yeah, because now you don't have to worry about, well, damn, now we got to unload this guy and try to trade him to a team. And everybody else in the NBA is like, I don't think so. Yeah, we're not falling for that again.
No.
So at least it's not a guaranteed deal, and they can get out from under it if they want. Which, if I set the over-under at 30 games.
Under.
You taking the under?
Taking the under.
Wow. Nicholas?
I'm taking the under as well.
Wow.
You know why? It's not even going to be based on how he plays. He's going to put his foot in his mouth again and piss off the franchise, whether it be the coach, his teammates, or someone, because no matter what it be, the team's struggling. So their only focus should be righting the ship to get the team to play right. Carmelo's going to make it all about Carmelo.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
See, well, it's either that or he's going to say he accepts the new role and he's not going to react to the new role well. That's what I feel like happens with Carmelo. Even if he does tell somebody that he's going to accept this new role coming off the bench, you know, being a second, third, or fourth option, he's not going to really be genuine, I feel like, when he says that.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
Because the other thing he's going to do is he's going to run to Stephen A. Smith, or he's going to run to his people in the media, and whether he says he agrees with coming off the bench or not, if it starts going south, he's going to throw everybody under the bus, and he's not going to do it internally behind closed doors. He's going to do it externally with people that will, again, be able to blow the story up, and the Blazers are just going to be in shambles with a roster that at the start of the season we all thought looked pretty good, like it could be a top four team in the West.
They've had some injuries, though.
They need some help.
And they're, what, sitting at 4-8 right now?
Yeah, they got off to a horrible start, which is why this just reeks of desperation
to
me.
Not playing good defense. You know, they kind of look like the Rockets. They're just not having
as
good of a.
I was just going to say the same thing.
As they maybe they've just had a more difficult schedule. Let me look at it, but yeah, they have similarities with the Rockets.
Well, the main reason why you're not talking about the Rockets like you're talking about the Blazers is, for as bad as the Rockets have played certain games, with the exception of the egg they laid in Miami, they haven't played badly enough. Look, the game in Washington, we'd be talking about that over and over again. If that Wizards team beat the Rockets and they gave up 158 points,
yeah,
but because they beat them 159-158, we're not talking about it the same way.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't – they've had some tough games. Nuggets, I mean, Spurs, Sixers.
Sixers are a good team.
Yeah, the Clippers. So, I mean, they've had some tough games. The Nets,
they've only lost three, right?
No, the Blazers are 4-8.
I'm talking about the Rockets.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're not talking about the Rockets like the Blazers.
Right.
Because I think the Blazers have had a more difficult schedule than the Warriors. I mean, and then the Rockets. It hasn't been insurmountable, but it's definitely not.
You know. Well, and then PG-13 comes back last night, Paul George. He goes for 33.
I saw that, man.
But load management had Kawhi sitting and Pat Beverly sitting. And the Clippers are now 0-3 when Kawhi doesn't play.
You think that sitting of Pat Beverly is load management, or is that, hey, I'm going to need you to stay within the realm of the game and not act like a fool?
I don't think that has anything to do with it. Oh, okay. I think whether they call it load management or not, I think they're still trying to just, you know, Doc's all about his veteran players resting a little bit.
Yeah.
I think if you try and
– you're not changing Pat Bev's personality at this point.
I was going to say, if you try and change Pat Bev now – you lose all the assets that make him valuable to any team.
Well, I tell you what, it backfired because they lost.
I was going to say, and they lost to the Pelicans.
Yeah.
And they lost to the Pelicans without Zion, and that's a bigger problem. However, again, we're not pushing panic button mode there, because whatever they're doing, until they lost two in a row to the Rockets and now the Pelicans, they had tied for the best record in the league. So they're still playing good basketball. Their roster's good. They're not worried. Doc Rivers isn't concerned.
Well, especially getting PG back, PG-3 back now.
Yeah, PG-13 is going to be there. But and the other thing was, he was critical of himself, so no one else could be. everybody's singing his praises for scoring 33, and he's saying, look, I had the ball two out of the last three possessions when we needed a bucket. I couldn't get it. I turned the ball over. I got to be better. And that's what you want to hear out of a veteran player. Yeah.
And don't look now, but if the season ended today, I hate that guy. I swear I hate that person that does that. It's like they're 11 games in, and it's like, well, you know the Rockets would have a bye. Stop it.
That's the same person that says, you know, if the college football playoffs ended today, Baylor would be in the discussion. Well, guess what? We're still talking because there's no way.
But I mean, to their credit, remember what was the what was the record last year? How the Rockets started 11 and 14 or something?
It's a very slow start, and then they bounced back obviously quickly. Yeah. But again, at the end of the year, when everybody was looking at where they could have finished,
because they had such a slow start,
they didn't because of the slow start.
And
right.
You got to give them credit; they're 8-3 right now. They got to play the schedule that's put in front of you. So
I fully expect the Blazers to turn it around. They've got too much talent on the roster.
Yeah,
but again, that you're probably talking about this year's version of that Rockets team last year could be Portland, where everybody preseason had the Blazers top four. Well, they might be 5 or 6 now because they just can't get it right early on the season.
So if I asked you the teams under 500 that would turn it around and make the playoffs, that's your choice? Because right now it's Spurs, Kings, Thunder, Grizz, Blazers, Pelicans, Warriors.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Portland and me and nobody else. Golden State would be that team if Klay was coming back and Curry was playing all year and Draymond wasn't.
How long is Curry out?
They're saying all season. Oh. He's saying he's coming back in a couple months. Regardless, by then it's too late.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they get him back, you know, within a month or two, they could make it. They could make a run.
That's why when Draymond hurt his finger, they went, you take 2 or 3 weeks off. You be fine. You come back when you're ready.
Yeah.
Because they want a draft pick now. They know the easiest way for that team to be competitive next year is suck this year, get a high draft pick, have Draymond, Klay, and Steph healthy next season with Willie Cauley-Stein, who's better than a lot of guys they've played in the middle, and then take your chances again.
Yeah.
It might not win a title, but you'll be a playoff team. So there's a little basketball for you as well. Plenty more to still get to. We can cover some more items in the NFL. We can, of course, keep talking about the fact that what happened last night between the Browns and the Steelers. We did get a little baseball in with the MVP decisions and Alex Bregman coming in second. But we always like to hear from you. So if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776, do that. Or also hit us up on Twitter and Barry.
Well, on the flip side, I want to talk about your boy. You know, you had mentioned Vernon Hargraves and the Texans going out and getting him.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about what Bruce Arians had to say about him and why he was available for the Texans to get in the first place.
That's interesting. We should get to that. So we'll get to that as well, as the Texans have another previous first-round draft pick on their roster in their secondary. But as always, when you get a guy this late in the year, he comes with baggage. We'll unpack it next right here on The Usual Suspects. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for a long time. I switched 3 years ago to Infuse Energy. I just re-upped with them, and with good reason, because Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of taking care of their customers. That means when you call them, and I do encourage you to call. You can go to InfuseEnergy.com, but if you go to call them at 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, you are going to get a human being on the phone and not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, and they're going to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best rate and the best deal they can possibly give you. They do it for everybody, but they'll especially do it for you if you mention you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. They'll even give you a $25 bill credit because you're a suspect or you listen to the show. It's just a great way of doing business. They're honest with you 100% of the time. If there are other companies out there that can beat their rates in those rare occasions, they're going to tell you that too, because you may not go with them this time, but you'll go with them eventually because of the fact that they know what they're doing and they take care of you. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I get questions all the time. Just some of the same questions over and over again. The most popular question I get as a comedian is people go, hey man, since you're a comedian, does that mean when you were in school, you were the class clown? When you're in school, you're the class clown. I'm like, no, I never wore makeup. But my friend Andre did. He was gay. I was actually on an airplane once, and the comedy god smiled down on me, and I was sitting next to a proctologist who recognized me. He was like, "Hey, man, aren't you a comedian?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Listen, when you were in school, were you the class clown?" I'm like, "Hey, you're a proctologist. When you were in school, did you play with people's ass?" He said, "Nope, but my friend Andre did."
Billy D. Billy D. Washington's hilarious. Got a new album dropping. Friend of the show.
My man.
Love being able to show the love to a guy that's been great, a great friend to us. So we appreciate Billy D. And like Barry had said earlier, the album's dropping. So give him the
iTunes
deets again.
And Google Play, man. Go check it. It's called The Washington's Post.
I like it.
Yeah. And it's a play on words, obviously. It's a lot of his stuff from social media. But it's just – it's a great album. It's a great set that he's done. I've had the pleasure of getting to watch him do it. And dude's just a genius. I mean, I listen to that, and I sit there and break down the structure of that joke and how good it really is. And, yeah, man, one of the best to do it. So go download his album.
So you were talking before the break. You teased the peeps a little bit about the fact that the Texans' newest edition –
yeah,
was available for a reason.
Yeah, Bruce Arians came out and basically said, I love Vernon. He's a great kid, but there's just too many times on film that his effort wasn't good enough. A player controls two things. He controls his effort and his attitude. If those things don't match up to what you want as a team, then it's time to move on. Basically, he's got the skills. Does he apply himself? And not just in the game. You got to worry about, is he going to apply himself in practice? And hopefully this is a wake-up call for him, because
I was going to say the change of scenery and all that and the veterans in the locker room is what I would rely on if I'm the Texans, because the Buccaneers, they're starting over. They've infused a ton of youth on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah.
That maybe –
are you suggesting Jameis Winston eating all those W's isn't going to get him motivated?
I thought you were going to say crab legs, but no.
Remember when he did the whole W thing? Yeah. That was so awkward. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, just like on Hard Knocks when he had to be the most vocal speech giver, and everybody was like, why him?
Yeah, why is he doing this now?
Not to knock Bruce Arians or take any credit away from him, but isn't it easy to move on from a player when you suck as bad as the Bucks? Like, who on that team is good anyway? Like, I think that's the easiest time to get rid of somebody is when your team.
Well, they drafted the kid from LSU in the first round, and he's a hell of a linebacker. But I think it's more than that. It's Bruce Arians, as we see in most situations with a new coach, trying to put his culture, get his kind of player on his roster.
Yeah.
And I don't think he feels like Vernon Hargraves is that kind of player.
Yeah, and I don't blame him, because that's not the first time he's mentioned it, and he would actually reference film and say, look, on this particular play, he didn't show any effort. But at the same time, man, like, this is probably the best time to do it. And I do agree with the fingerprint. He wants to put his fingerprint on this team, obviously.
Yeah. He also benched last week before they cut him. He benched him for the second half for the exact same reason that Barry said, which is the effort. So you're right. I mean, look, we talked about it over and over again. Did they make a move before the trade deadline? No. So then if you're not going to trade for a player where you know what you're getting, then at this point in the season – the good news is you're getting a guy with the resume and the proof in the pudding to say that he was a first-round draft pick just a few years ago, but you're also getting a guy that looks like he's damaged goods because of the fact that you're getting his former head coach to say there's an effort issue. Hopefully a change of scenery can do something good for him.
You pick him up because of the potential, and you have to sit him down and say, listen, bud, you just lost your job in Tampa. You couldn't make that squad and stick.
Yep.
You just lost your job there. Don't lose it again. There's an opportunity here in this city for you to be a starter for years to come. Not just play, but be a starter.
Well, and even if it's not here, whether it's the coach or your gentleman, I'm sorry, same guy, whether it's Bill O'Brien or someone else, he was looking for a second chance. But the first thing you do with this kid before he even laces him up and puts on his helmet for the practice field is you go, this is going to dictate the rest of your career. Because as highly rated as you were coming out of college, you're now as lowly rated as anybody because you just turned a first-round grade as a draft pick into a team that sucked, that didn't want you, like you said. But say, look, you're not going to get third and fourth chances and an opportunity like this again. So either maximize it and show us that Bruce Arians was wrong, or your whole career could be over.
And truth be told, he would probably get another shot, but that's not what you tell him.
in training camp,
you're like,
right?
Yeah, you're like, hey, look, you know, this isn't about skills. This is about effort, and you have to go out there and play hard every single snap, and we need that from you, and we think you can do it, and we're all for giving you a second chance. So, we'll see what happens. If he turns it around, he gets his head right, and he plays hard, then the Texans may have just, found gold.
This could be a diamond in the rough for them. At this point in the season, at least you got a guy that's quicker than Jonathan Joseph that had been starting in the NFL. Good, bad, or indifferent, and you looked up his overall ratings.
Not great.
But you know what? As opposed to a Lonnie Johnson or something like that, you got a guy that has NFL experience as a starter, knows how to play, be involved in a frontline defense and a game plan and a scheme, and you take your shot.
Yeah.
You see what you got.
Yeah.
Because this is a big stretch for this team. Because obviously everybody's going to be talking about the Ravens and Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson. But the fact of the matter is the Texans are in a great position that I don't think any of us thought they'd be in. First place in the division with a lead over the Colts. But they can't slip up. And these three games against the Colts, against the Patriots, and again this week against the Ravens are going to dictate a lot about what this team is, who they are, and where they go from here. And they need all these games. Jonathan Joseph chasing around a T.Y. Hilton or even a Julian Edelman, let alone Brown and the guys that the Ravens have, Hollywood Brown, good luck to you. You at least need some guys with some leg speed still left.
Yeah, no doubt. This is you hate to throw him into the fire, but it's like, hey, we've got a tough stretch coming up, kid, and we picked you up off the waiver wire for a reason. So it won't surprise me if he's out there early.
Yeah, absolutely right. So Texans and Ravens.
Now, let me ask you, in this game, this Texans-Ravens game, the over-under is 51.5. Mm-hmm. Knowing these offenses and these defenses, you taking the over or are you taking the under on that?
For me, somehow, some way, because of the two quarterbacks and the way they've been playing, mm-hmm. I would take the over.
So that's a 28-24 score.
I could see 31-28. I could see a high scoring game.
I would say the same thing. I mean, multiple times, whether you grade their performance as bad or not, they've put 30 points, 50 points on the board before. So I think the opponent could put at least another 20-30 as well. So I'm going to go ahead and take the over.
Yeah, I think – my stupid little spreadsheet has me taking the under on this, and that's why I asked, because I question that, because I do think both of these offenses can put up a lot. But 51.5 is a ton of points. The only game that's close to that is Chiefs-Chargers, and that's at 52.
Well, and I would say this. But with you asking the question,
a ton of points.
Both offenses are capable.
Yeah.
One defense is one that I say could actually make it go under. I don't think the Texans' defense is going to be staunch enough to slow them down.
They're literally giving up the same amount of points per game at 21.
Okay. Well, I just – that's the thing that scares me the most. But I hope for everybody's sake involved, including the viewer, that this is a high-scoring affair, that these two quarterbacks get to show their wares and be everything that everybody has seen and talked about all week and all year. And that it lives up to the billing and the Texans have a chance to win, because this is one that could, just as great as it was to have all the hype lead to a Texans victory over the Chiefs when it was, Mahomes and Watson, you don't want a big letdown and have the Ravens defense step up with a rebuilt secondary that's actually been playing really well to go with an offense that's been off the charts right now and have the Texans crap the bed.
So the spread is Texans plus 4. You taking the 4 points, or you taking the Ravens and giving the points?
I'll tell you what, Baltimore at home with the way they're playing right now, if I had to go either way, and I wouldn't touch it right now, I think I would take the Ravens and give the points.
Okay. Nicholas?
I would probably take – I feel like this is a game that the Texans can will surprise you, and they always get at least one or two wins that you would expect them to lose. I think this might be the game. This is the only reason why I would take the Ravens in this.
You take the Texans and the points.
Just I'm taking the Ravens. So it's minus 4 for the Ravens, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I'm taking Ravens minus 4.
Giving the points.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm taking the Texans.
Okay.
I think this is somewhere around a 27-24 game. I think the Ravens can win the game, but if you're giving me 4 points and I think it's 27-24, then that means the Texans have 28 points when it's all said and done. So I think it's actually a pretty close game. That's also why I'm taking the under, though. I think final score is something like 27-24.
What was the over under, 54?
51.5.
Oh, 51.5. Yeah. So, again,
it's right there. So. Yeah, so it's pretty close.
I mean, 4 out of the 9 games that they've had so far, they scored less than 20 points. All the other games, they scored 20 or more. 21 or more. The Texans.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of hard.
They're averaging about 26.5 a game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I'm comfortable with the over. I mean, don't take my advice. I'm not RJ Bell or AJ Hoffman.
Yeah,
but
same.
But
don't forget Fred Fowler, Nick.
And Fred Fowler.
The other thing is, if you want to continue to talk about this game, 3:30, ESPN Texans beat writer Sarah Barshop will be joining us on the phone. We'll get her thoughts about any kind of key information that we need getting into that Sunday game between the Ravens and the Texans, and have so much more between then and now. So we're going to have lots to get to, and if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call us, text us, hit us on Twitter. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go as we take you through the second half of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you've been living under a rock and you missed it, we're at Red's Ice House in Beaumont. Come on out, won't you?
Yeah, there's no seats left. You're going to have to stand outside. There's no seats left in here. It's packed.
Barry's proving it's standing room only.
Y'all shut up and don't say anything. It's packed in here, so get out here right now. Listen to all this crowd noise. Yeah. Let them hear you. Let them hear you. Say hello, everybody.
Our buddy at the bar is on his flip phone. So
one guy clapped. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's a guy on a flip phone because, you know, it's
and he's still cupping his hand so that he makes sure that everybody can hear him. Can you hear me? Well, you might want to get a new phone.
All right, so second half of the show starts here at
that guy's gonna take
Red's Ice House
and hit you with it.
Yeah, it says Make Red's Great Again on the hat.
It does?
No. But it looks like it could.
I really thought it was sick to do.
So come on out and see us. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Thanks to the good people from Coors and Miller that made this all possible. There's drink specials.
Yeah.
They say they're going to start firing up the food at about 4, so the promo team's going to be first in line for that.
The Popes are on their way.
Even though they're stuck at the DMV.
They're going to bless this place.
Yeah, but the Pope-mobile will be in the parking lot, so therefore Dominus Omenus, all is good.
Good of a husband are you if you go
I'm pretty
to
good.
The
–
if you go to the
there was
DMV
more to the
with
question.
Your wife.
I thought you were just asking me how good of a husband
well, we all know
I am.
You're I'm a terrible great. Husband. I'm just saying.
I've done it.
I
went with DMV with Lisa twice.
Why?
One, because we were doing the name change before we got married.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then the second time.
But she's still Lisa Hernandez.
No, on air she is.
Oh.
Yeah.
How bad did that make you mad that she wouldn't go
not
to
at all.
Link? You are a liar.
You want to talk about it from a business perspective, or you want to talk about it from if I had you're a like, red-ass perspective?
You're like, does it change mommy's money? Well, then you just stay Lisa Hernandez.
The fact that she has a lot more opportunities in the workplace
as
because
Lisa
of the
Hernandez?
Fact that she's Lisa Hernandez means, you know what? I ain't mad at it.
That's it. I'm changing my name to Barry Hernandez. I'm going to start getting my own way now, too. Damn it.
Well, then you're up for adoption because we're not going to say we're related.
Are you going to adopt me, Joe?
No, we're going to make sure someone else takes you. Nick said he never wanted to get married, but he wants to have kids. So
Nick,
there you go.
Are you going
to
adopt me?
I never said I wanted to have kids.
I'll be Barry Sciarra if it helps me get more jobs.
Being a Barry Sciarra will get you nowhere in life.
No? It's not going to help me?
It will be very counterproductive, that name.
All right. That's fine.
Okay. Hey,
I got some texts from the text line.
All right.
And some of these are going to take a little to discuss. This isn't normally like I have just, one-liners. First one was, do y'all think that the scandal affected the voting for Alex Bregman?
No, because the votes were done before the playoffs started, so
that's
absolutely
correct.
Not.
Yeah, this the voting for MVP, Cy Young, and Rookie of the Year all happens at the end of the regular season before the postseason begins. All the votes have to be in. So, no, it didn't have any effect whatsoever. And then because people will say that, too. Well, Jordan was in a slump. Why did he deserve Rookie of the Year? It's a regular season vote. So
and he lapped the field, and he gave him a two-month head start. That's why he won.
Yes. Hey, I'm picking up my son from daycare. Can I swing by with him and buy y'all around? That's how you know you're in Beaumont, right there.
That's
because
just
people pick their kids up from daycare and then leave them in the car, I'm sure.
Oh, no, because remember now, when we've done the Beaumont World Tour, the folks bring the kiddos into the bar.
Maybe you didn't see the sign on the front door.
Oh, I did.
There was a list of things you can't have in here, and kids was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Kids was right there next to Weapons and Gang Colors?
This is correct. Yes, there was yeah. See, all you got to do, it's real simple. I know that there are state laws, but Beaumont is its own country. So all you have to do, you just leave your kid in the car and crack the window, and that is totally acceptable Beaumont behavior. You get to leave him. You might leave him a bowl of water, like a dog.
My man says he's got the hammer, not the way we do, but no. Okay.
Yeah. So no, you can. I don't care. Bring your kid by for a round. Win in Rome, right? Win in Beaumont.
All the people with the Steelers fan club had their kids when we were at the West.
Yeah, but that's like a restaurant.
That's a restaurant. This is an ice house.
But they serve food here.
At 4?
At 4. Not yet. But
doesn't make a difference,
matter.
But they still do.
This is not a restaurant. It is an ice house.
It's a playground out back.
It is an ice house with food. It is not a restaurant with a bar.
There's a playground out back.
Well, then they have to stay out there and play. Okay. I don't know. Joel, why are you arguing with me?
Because you said it wasn't just going to be one-word answer, so we're gonna expound on it a little bit. The fact that you're going to bring your kids from school, have a round with us, and then what? Get an Uber? Probably not. Probably going to drive.
Is this how little kids get drunk, by the way? Because I've always heard stories from friends. Oh, yeah, my parents kind of forgot that there was whiskey on the table, and I was drunk when I was 12. You never heard of that story before?
No.
Yeah.
I do know there's a picture of me with a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other, and I was like 3.
But they did that intentionally, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. My parents were big. My dad was a big drinker, and both my parents
smoked. So he wanted you to drink at the age of 3.
We don't know if it was intentional or not. I do remember drinking beer as a kid, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. My dad be watching.
Give me a sip. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad be watching Packer games with all of his buddies, and the beer's like, yeah, go ahead, take some.
I don't recall my parents ever picking me up from Wee Ones and then taking me to an ice house. Now, I will. No, I don't remember that, but I remember if we're all hanging out at Pawpaw's house, and Dad was like, here, you want a sip of this Pearl Light? And then that's gross, Dad. He's like, that's right, don't drink and be a kid, and then that was it. Now go get me another one.
I actually liked it.
That's how it went. You liked it?
So he's like, hey, you can have another sip, don't tell your mom. Okay,
really?
Cool, yeah.
Oh, no, and I didn't start smoking until I was 13, so. Is that too young?
Yes, it is.
It's kind of young.
God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not shocked
growth,
at the number,
but
it is
no
young.
Wonder why you have back problems. You started smoking at 13.
13 years old, and I started smoking cigarettes. I quit when I was 31.
Oh, good. At least it wasn't too much time in between.
Ran a marathon 2 years later. Yeah. Got my life together.
So that was when
then
you
what
were
happened?
Skinny?
When you yeah. Ran
oh,
a
yeah, for sure. Oh,
see. Bro, when I quit smoking, you have no idea. That's when I gained most of my weight.
Yeah, that's what happens to a lot
yeah.
of people. Yeah.
I went from, I was like 150 when me and my wife met in 1998. And I'm 200, 205 now.
Yeah.
And it's most of it was because I quit smoking. Because what happened, like I never was a dessert guy. And after a dinner or after, you know, what I would maybe have a cup of coffee, but I would always smoke a cigarette after a meal. And now I eat dessert. I have an ice cream, and that makes you fat. That makes you a fat ass.
They say the best cigarette is after food, so I can see that. I can see that being your dessert.
They say watching Barry on TV is after,
and after sex.
And
after sex.
And cigarettes after food.
See? Yeah, throw up the sex thing during. See, he's never going to let you live that down.
Probably. Me, you brought it up because you were kind of proud of the fact that your voice was going
on TV while Nick's banging it out. Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
that's something to be proud about? That's going to be on your resume someday?
You know?
I'm on the TV when Nick is banging it out.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I mean, if I'm doing it, there's obviously more Houstonians doing this.
That's true.
I'm just the only one that's admitted it.
I would say the best cigarette was, it was kind of a three-way tie. First cup of coffee in the morning, after sex, and after food.
I would say after sex, one, after food, two.
There are still times
coffee, three.
When I'm finished that I want a cigarette. I'll
really?
Let you figure out which one that is.
Yeah.
When I'm finished with sex or finished with food. I'm not going to. But, yeah.
Can I tell you that if you're looking for food and beverage and a great place to watch games this weekend and watch them all on different screens at the same time, it's Twin Peaks. There are 5 area locations, Twin Peaks in the Houston area. You can stop by any one of them and you can find the perfect game day spot because they have 29-degree draft beer at all times. The kitchen is bursting with made-from-scratch fan favorites and The games are blasting on every TV from every angle, and you can do requests because if your table has four different screens, you want to watch a little college football, you want to watch some NBA basketball, maybe you want to watch some soccer and or on Sunday some NFL. You can do it all on all the different TVs at Twin Peaks. It's just that simple. And right now, by the way, the 2020 Twin Peaks Man Cave calendars are on sale. So if you've been looking forward to getting your Twin Peaks calendar, they're now available, and they are going to be at all the different locations. So you can stop by and get one. There's also $75 in savings throughout the year, and $5 from every calendar purchased is donated straight to Folds of Honor. So it's a great deal that keeps on giving. Check it out. Five area Houston locations. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Red's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Light. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up the final segment of hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We are not in studio today. If you weren't listening, you are not a suspect like our man James, who makes sure that wherever we're on a remote, he stops in and says hi. But you guys should, too. We are at Red's Ice House here in Beaumont. You can stop by. We're going to be here till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, brought to you by our good friends at Miller & Coors. We appreciate them. We appreciate the staff here. Marty and Jordan and everybody have been great to us, so we appreciate everybody. Come on out, see us.
Yeah, by the way, the guy that said, hey, I'm going to swing by and grab my kids and then come by you all around, he was like, I wasn't going to drink, you dicks, but thanks now. What? Because we shamed you into not drinking.
Yeah, I
mean, I feel like we had to shame you into being a good parent. That's what happened there.
If it's true that you weren't planning on drinking,
yeah,
then you would have put that in the initial text message. Otherwise, you leave yourself open to the scrutiny you face.
That's right.
So it's just that simple.
That's all on you. Barry, being named Sciarra is only going to help you get pulled out of line in airport security.
I haven't heard that before.
That is a fact as well.
That is
not
a fact.
Nice.
Because I got violated at the Bush Intercontinental Airport.
Did you now?
Your Bush got violated where?
I told you this story.
See, you.
I thought that's what he said.
Yeah, I told you guys this story when I went to it was one of the Vegas trips with the Blitz.
Oh, yeah, you got – yeah. Well, that's going to happen.
It happens to a lot of people.
They just said because you were an accomplice to Fred and AJ, or
no, Fred and AJ weren't even there when
they just they just look at your name.
Well, that's absolutely a fact because a guy I used to work with, who was in the process of getting his citizenship, had the same exact name as a known drug dealer from the country he was from. He was terrified every time he was going to go home or leave the country.
Escobar?
No, but it was literally
something
I'm not kidding you when
crazy.
I tell you that he had to get attorneys involved from the company to make sure that it didn't happen anymore, because it wasn't just like, hey, we're going to detain you for like 15 minutes. It was like serious. He
Every
seriously
he
being
travel.
Detained for hours upon hours to half days to like in a jail. It was crazy.
That would be crazy if you were named innocently. If you were just like, your name was Pablo Escobar. And you're like, no. But there's like a lot of Pablo Escobars. They're like, yeah, right. The worst, though, would be, what if your name was Adolf Hitler? Because there's got to be, look, I was thinking about this the other day driving, okay? You never hear the name Hitler. There are a few Adolfs, but not many. But you never hear of the last name Hitler anymore.
You don't. You really don't.
It's true.
It's like it just went away. Could you imagine, though, there's another family of Hitler somewhere that are just like, boy, we gotta change it to maybe Heitler or something like that.
That's probably going to happen with Jerry Sandusky, because there's a dude that's named Jerry Sandusky, and he got all those death threats and stuff when the bad Jerry Sandusky went to jail.
That does suck.
That is true, because there's a lot of it. Because there was a commercial. There's a couple of companies that did commercials in which they want to tell you that they ran into – oh, it was one of the burger companies, and they're like, this guy right here, what's your name? Ronald McDonald.
And
what's your favorite burger chain? And it's obviously not McDonald's, and they do it to make the point without –
Didn't Apple do that?
With MacBook.
Yeah, McKenzie
Book. Name is MacBook.
Yeah, Windows did it, and they got McKenzie Book to say that the Windows computer was better. That's pretty funny.
Yes, sir. So we are here at Red's Ice House recapping the news of the day, as we've already covered in great detail. Alex Bregman does not win the MVP. Mike Trout does. Cody Bellinger won it in the National League. We already went into great detail about the whole Miles Garrett situation with the Browns-Steelers game last night. Other news, the Colts say that Jacoby Brissett will be starting Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he's back. Eagles lose Darren Sproles for the season. They're now looking at Jay Ajayi. But as I looked at that story today, guys, does it surprise you? Top five all time in yards from Darren Sproles.
Does it surprise?
Never would have guessed that.
It does surprise me. Yeah, top five yards from scrimmage all
yeah.
the time.
And remember, now he was a kick returner, punt returner, all that stuff too.
Does that?
But
that's
just
not
the fact that you would
though,
put like he has. If that's true. He has Hall of Fame-type credentials. He played in the league for more than 15 years.
But the special teams yardage isn't included in yards from scrimmage.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. But so that's even more impressive.
Yeah.
Well, longevity will help your chances. Not doesn't necessarily guarantee you becoming a Hall of Famer, but longevity in itself will kind of help your chances to get into the Hall of
Fame. So here you go. He moved past Tim Brown this year for fifth place in career all-purpose yards.
Now that
there you
includes,
go. Yeah.
yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all-purpose yards. Okay.
And it was a goal for him, which is why he came back for his 15th NFL season.
15 years.
You just talk about a resume, and it doesn't matter if it's just yards from scrimmage or if it is all-purpose yards. The fact that you're able to step up and say, hey, at the end of the day, when I wrapped up my NFL career, top five in all-purpose yards in NFL history.
That's a reason to stick around. I mean, if you're like, okay, if you can be a top five anything and you're a year or a couple of games away, you stick around for that. Because, I mean, obviously there's going to be guys that come along that bump you out. But if you can remain top five for a while or top ten, you kind of cement your legacy. And like you said, it's going to really help you with Hall of Fame voting.
Yeah, and this is why when we had the discussion the other day about Justin Verlander, because he's a student of the game, that's why I say he's still driven to really to not retire and to really go after the last 2 years here in Houston, and maybe even more, simply because he wants to be in those kind of categories.
No doubt.
So it'll be interesting to see that. Those were just some of the other headlines of the day around sports. Of course, if you guys want to join us, 713-780-3776. Text us first. We will see how the phone connections are. But when we're on road shows, we're like Fred always tells you with the Blitz. Texting and tweeting is the way we'd like to go.
By the way, somebody asked, do I ever put out the spreadsheet that I use for the over-unders and against the spreads and all that? And I'll put out a short version of it. I don't usually put out the whole thing with all the formulas and everything. But, yeah, I'll post. I haven't done it the last 2 weeks. But, yeah, I try to every Sunday before noon kickoff post what all my picks are against the spread and the over-unders for each game.
So, essentially what you're saying is you don't put out like you once did, but you will put out in short spurts.
You could say that.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Sounds great.
Last week was pretty good. The week before was pretty awful for me. Last week, week 10, I went 7-5-1 against the spread. Not bad.
That's not bad.
4-9 on the over-under picks. Not great. It seems like every time I do good in one, I don't do good in the other. I got to figure that out. What's up with the formulas?
I'd ask Fred, RJ, AJ.
Jerry Bo.
Guys that do this kind of thing.
Yeah, guys that are smart.
Somewhat for profit instead of just for spreadsheets
well,
and giggles.
Well, if I would have bet every game this year, my record so far is 67-63-2.
Well, and as we talked about, as long as you're better than 50%,
not
you're
bad.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm 67-63-2.
Would your bets have changed if you put money on it?
On all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, so like what I do is I try to assign unit values to each game based on some of the formula, what the answers that I get. So some games if a game is close, then maybe I'll just bet a unit, $100, $10, whatever your unit is. Most people do $100. But like I end up with a point variance, right? So, like in the Ravens and the Texans game, the variance is below two. So I would just bet one unit on that. Anything above two or a negative two, I'll put a couple of units on that. It's weird. Yeah.
Got all that, Nick?
I did. Yep.
So you ready to place your bets?
Processed it and everything. No, I mean I like to listen to guys and then kind of make my best kind of like listen to guys like RJ Bell.
The one thing I could never do good would be like what Jerry Bow does.
The live, I can't do that either. Yeah.
That is crazy. And he's always tweeting, too. Here's your play third quarter. Yeah. Here's your play. I'm like,
Hey, Aaron, what'd you say? What are we doing here?
Get upside.
Oh, yeah, cool. I'm glad I get to tell the people about Get Upside right now because James is here, and he just literally showed me his account live on his phone, $101, and he said, you know what's cool about this is I didn't get any of this money. I bought my daughter, my new baby girl, clothes and bows for her. And so that's the cool thing about Get Upside is it's legit money. Now, James drives to Houston and back to Beaumont every single day, so he's filling up a lot, and he's taking advantage of what Get Upside can do for you. And if you are a road warrior like me, like James, if you drive a lot, fill up. Get that Get Upside and use it to fill up your car and get cash back every time you do it. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon every single time you use the app. And don't forget, a lot of us that are road warriors eat out a lot, too. You can get money back when you stop by the restaurants that are available inside of the Get Upside app. There's hundreds of them around the city of Houston. Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King. There's a ton of – there's Le Madeline's. There's pizza places. All you need to do is go download it and find the restaurants in your area where you can get up to 35% cash back. Guys, it's real money. James is here. Come by Reds, and James will show you. The money in his account is legit. Don't leave your money at the pump. Don't leave it at the table. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.